Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Hope everybody is doing well this evening. I'm going to apologize right up front here. We've had a lot of wind the last few days, and I don't know what's kicking up, but I'm having a little problems with a little cough, and so please forgive me if you hear some unusual noises. But welcome. This is Seeing of the Divine on Earth, Level 1, Session 15. And this is our dear friends in what we call, and Joan calls, the Accelerated Group. It's November 21st, 2017. We're pleased to have you all back with us to continue to receive this important information. The format for this evening will start with a centering meditation, then a review and some sharing of information. The Lords of Light will come forth with some beginning information, and then Lord Melchizedek will be present for a question and answer session. After the Q&A, Lord Melchizedek will also give us a major energy upgrade. He has asked that you all keep a journal with your thoughts and questions, and then do a meditation to ask for answers. He feels that through this process, that the information exchange and questions will be much more fruitful. Now, starting tonight, you will be receiving one new session every 2 weeks of Level 2. Starting in 2008, you will receive two sessions each month, starting with Session 4, and will be able to sit in on the Level 3 live sessions once a month. This is all designed to have you catch up to the Level 3 group by the time the Crystal Conference comes around in June of 2018. If this is the path you have chosen, then please sign up for 2018 via the link that was sent to you earlier. Those of you who are registered for the 2018 class can also sign up for the Crystal Conference via the link that was also sent to you. We really look forward to having you as part of this special service project. We know that if you're called upon to do this work, that you will all have much to contribute. Now, we have a lot of light body work to do this next year, as well as prepare ourselves for this Crystal Conference. The work that we did last year was extremely important to all of mankind. This year's project will be just as important. So, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation.
Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I am here with you this evening to lead you in a centering meditation. This meditation will prepare you for the discussion that will ensue during the course of our time together. So if you'll take a deep breath now, let go of all the thoughts and the events of the day, and be very present in the moment. Be very centered in your Sacred Heart consciousness. Now let us begin with activating your personal Merkaba field. In this state of consciousness, beloveds, you have used your Merkaba field for some time now. So it is not just a matter of a step-by-step process, but it is only by shifting your attention to the Merkaba field and recognizing that it is always in a state of activation. So recognize now that the beautiful, light-filled, personal Merkaba field is spinning at 100% light. You are light, magnificent light. And as you focus your attention on yourself within this Merkaba field, you recognize yourself as light, beautiful, radiant light. Feel the shift in your energy field as you have drawn your attention to this state of being. The body responds. There's joy in the emotions. The mind is calm, but yet alert and fully aligned with your Christed nature. Notice how easily you shifted into this state of being. It's just a breath or two with your attention. All parts of you quieted, and your energy was focused and unified. There was a brilliance of light that emanated from your physical state of being. Recognize this, beloveds, for at any time throughout the day, you can be in a state of quiet, calm, perfectly, harmoniously centered. Take advantage of this often, daily, and throughout your day. It will be a tremendous help to you as you create your experience throughout the day. Take a deep breath, being very centered and focused in this present moment.
Thank you, Gabriel. As always, you set us off on the right foot during all our sessions, and we are most grateful. Thank you. Now, let's get started with a little short review of what you received so far this year. 2017 was a big year of change for all of us. It was not only a year of change, but a year of opportunities for transformation. We are just going to touch on a couple of key points that were significant in our transformational process. Now, number one was the opening of our Sacred Heart to a more refined level. We created a crucible of a white star tetrahedron to hold the love and wisdom of our Sacred Heart. Secondly, we revisited the value of an activated Merkaba field and spinning it at 100%. The speed of light. Thirdly, we did the retrieval of the fifth dimensional light templates of love and unity from the time locks in the crystalline grid, and those were put in play through our embodiment of these templates. This helped us tremendously when we were shown the many ways in which we could use the templates of love and unity in our daily lives. Fourth, we worked with the magnetics of the sixth dimensional light template, so we had a fuller realization that we continuously draw from the love and light of source through the tenth ray of creation. Fifth, the new magnetics that are now available to us enhance our ability to use the tenth ray of creation, which is much more proficient. Sixth, we created further unity within the mental, emotional body. We applied the fifth dimensional templates of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation and used the replacement triangles and tetrahedrons. And then seventh, when we learned more about the seventh dimensional template, we began to see ourselves as pure creators. We can now start to draw from the beginning consciousness of the seventh dimension. Now, these are only a few of what humanity was gifted with energetically to help us all transform our consciousness and navigate in this world in the state of fifth dimension. And I'm sure you could all think of some other key points that you personally received. Now, Joan also has some highlights that she'd like to share with you.
Well, I can think of some major upgrades in my awareness that came during this last year. We activated our personal Merkaba field and then added the complete energetics of the Merkaba field by adding the other two star tetrahedrons and spinning them on the same axis as our personal tetrahedron. When we merged our two personal tetrahedrons and created our personal star tetrahedron, this created unity in our personal field that we have not had since the fall of consciousness. The second star tetrahedron of the Merkaba field increased our awareness and our consciousness to a new level and brought in a larger functioning of love and the love element. The third star tetrahedron of the Merkaba field increased the frequencies of light that could be held consistently within our energetic field. It established a greater unity within the entire personal system and unified it with source energy. A complete understanding of the significance of the flower of life was then given. The flower of life geometry and fuller teaching was so impactful that it changed our consciousness. You could now know yourself within the unity consciousness of source energy. You could see it because it was expressed in a geometry, and the energy of that geometry was very palatable. I don't know about you, but I hadn't paid attention to the energy emanating from that geometry. I had seen it, you know, for years and just didn't connect the dots. I think it takes a state of consciousness to fully know what is being transmitted through that beautiful geometry. We were swept into a knowing where we had no doubt that we were created perfectly from source light. This was precisely replicated when the human body was created in the womb. You consciously knew that you were the physical expression of the divine. That, to me, was, when I watched that little video on YouTube, it was just such a beautiful state of awareness. It's hard to determine what specific teaching or event was most impactful because they all seem to have a great impact. All of the teachings were life-changing this year because they were so precise and guided by the collective consciousness. All I can say that as the teachings progressed in a perfect flow, it changed all of us tremendously. And we are so grateful.
Thanks, Joan. That was very nice and obviously brought up a lot of extra information. Thank you. Now, this is a time of reflection. But most importantly, it is a time to gather all of our gifts, consciously acknowledge them, and use them in our daily life. We urge you to write down some of the beautiful things that you have received in this past transformational year. Please write down the changes that you have made as well, because these new energetics, I am sure you have been amazed by. So now, let's please take another deep breath and center yourself in your sacred heart, combining that with assisting Joan and bringing forth Lord Melchizedek and the Lords of Light to guide us.
We are gathered here within this unified collective consciousness of each one of you. You are beautiful expressions of individuality, beautiful expressions of a collective consciousness. We are the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. And we are here in this time sequence of your awareness to be with you, to guide you, to teach you, to show you how you are changing and altering your consciousness. The duties that we perform repeatedly are to bring in specific energetic templates as humanity is ready for these energetics. This last year of your time, you have prepared yourself very specifically to receive these energetic upgrades within your physicality as well as within your consciousness. We will continue with you as the year progresses. It is very important this year of beginnings. And you need these energetic upgrades that we offer to you at this time. You have a consciousness that is within you now of your individuality as a divine image of Source, creating from that unique individual perspective. But you have also gained the perspective of yourself as a collective consciousness, a vast consciousness that you are just beginning to see. It's important that we come to model to you that energy of a collective consciousness. You have access to the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light and have had for some time now. You are part of this vast collective consciousness of the creative realms. In this session tonight, we want you to recognize through our inner influence how you are in two states of consciousness simultaneously as part of this collective. For you contribute much to the collective through your individual, unique expressions. So you are operating in both states of consciousness. We are implementing this evening a specific light energy that creates a platform for you to experience yourself in this simultaneous state. Sometime back, you began to access the energetics through the ninth chakra of not only the collective consciousness, specifically the Lords of Light, but the Archangels, the Masters, the Elohim. These are expressions of a vaster collective consciousness. So we plant these seeds of a great progression that is taking place now. And it all works in a simultaneous energetic energy. An individual expression, various collective consciousness, of which you are, every one of you, participate in one way or another, through that ninth chakra energy. This is how vast you are. As our teachings progress, we want you to engage more fully in this consciousness. So this evening, we are very specifically, in this gathering, offering you an energetic light format of this consciousness. so that not only do you understand the concept of it, but you begin to energetically participate fully in this arena that has absolutely no limit. Take a deep breath and open to receive. See the beauty of the uniqueness of your soul spirit energy. That is your individual expression as you create in your physical life. Simultaneously, you gather together in these sessions as the collective consciousness of individuals in form, but yet participating in the unique collective consciousness that supports the evolution of mankind. And a step further into the consciousness, how you participate at that vaster level with we lords of light, with the archangels, the ascended masters, the Elohim, all unique expressions of a vaster yet collective consciousness of the creative realms. All part of the vastness of the collective consciousness of source energy. In the coming months, we invite you to participate in this simultaneous state of being, sitting as you are in this moment, recognizing the vastness of who you are, breathing in light, breathing out love, united, unified in this massive collective consciousness of the all that is. In this state of consciousness, begin to recognize the presence of a unique individual expression of the Lords of Light. Lord Melchizedek. Greetings. It is I, Lord Melchizedek. We are pleased to be with you this evening to present to you an important energetic template that will serve you well in your ascension process. Before we begin this energetic immersion, we would like to open up this session to a discussion and provide you with a space to ask any questions that relate to the teachings that you have received thus far so that we can clarify any confusions or help you expand your use of these teachings. This is important, dear one, for you to be able to communicate with us, to communicate your thoughts, your feelings, and most certainly, questions. So please now, let us begin our discussion.
Please step forward. ask your questions, make your comments, and visit with Lord Melchizedek.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I was reviewing some information about the light template from the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional light templates. And I was confused about if this is, if in using them, I should be doing or making or being. And it came to me that actually it's none of those. It's a feeling and directing it towards what I am creating. Is that correct?
That is correct. You hold those light templates within your consciousness and within your physical body. So however you choose to apply or to use those light templates that have been recovered, because they were put in those time locks for a reason. As humanity's consciousness fell, they were put in these segments of time locks for a reason, to protect them so they could remain in their purest form. So as each template is released from those time locks, you embody them. You begin to use them in your creative process to develop yourself and your state of consciousness.
So those templates are actually a part of who I am.
Correct.
Ah.
And they have been missing because they were under those time lock restrictions while you navigated in separation of the third dimension. But now that you're shifting your consciousness, you're expanding your consciousness, you're shifting the energetics of your body into a new state of being, you're ready to have those light templates energetically as well as conceptually.
Yes, I see. That's very helpful. Thank you.
That's a very good comment. We're very pleased that you have that awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. The comment that I wanted to make is that in these last sessions, I'm just sitting in the energy a lot, feeling it like a bath, almost like a hot tub, sitting and just soaking it in, as opposed to knowing, as opposed to thinking, I guess, as opposed
Very
to rational
good.
Mind at all. Yes.
Beautiful.
It's totally, and they're wonderful baths, so I thank you for that. And the question that I have goes back to the tetrahedrons that we were doing a few months ago. And I got some out again the other day and was working with them and put them into a pattern. And I realized that the tetrahedron work that we did never really discussed where you put the tetrahedron in your space once you make it. And if I made two or three similar ones, how to group them together. So I started grouping them together in a triangle pattern with three tetrahedrons, and it left a hole, a triangle hole in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that was the feminine energy would spiral through that empty space, and the masculine energy was held in those tetrahedrons. So is there any reason to place tetrahedrons in a pattern or an order, or is that just a fun thing to do?
Well, it creates a whole different energetic format because you are drawing together the energies of each of those tetrahedrons, and you are placing them in a way that creates a whole new geometry. So in that, in the case of placing them at the at certain junctures in that triangle that leaves that void in the middle of another triangle, you are creating a void of energy that is very active, and that you can enter into that void through the interface of those other three tetrahedrons. The fact that you recognize that there's a masculine, feminine energy flowing through that template that you have created. You actually are creating a light template in organizing mm-hmm. the energetics of those various geometries. So beautiful. You're accessing the creative, the innate creativity within you. You see that?
Yes. Well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to hear. I did definitely feel when I moved, as I was repositioning the tetrahedrons, that when they formed together and there was a triangle void, this spiraling energy kind of came whooshing in. And I was assuming, I guess, I was thinking that the three words, the three faces of the tetrahedrons each have a word. And so that spiraling energy was colored by those words, those vibrations held in the tetrahedrons.
Yes. It's directing and influencing your creation through the creative realm, source energy that's within that void.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. And we thank you for sharing.
You're welcome, and thank you very much.
You are so welcome. We have a question for you. Have you noticed how different your energy field is when you reflect on it in the silence of the interior of you, how the vibrations and the frequencies are a much different iteration of you than they were when we first began this teaching? How you actually have created a different frequency range within your body, within your chakra system, within your entirety of your energy field, that you emanate a much different light energy. And it is there always. All you have to do is take a breath and place your attention on your energy field. We would like to have a discussion around that. What you see, what you feel, and how it is different than what you knew or saw or felt at the beginning of this year. I think it would be interesting for the community to hear each one of you as you make your comments.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Master Kathumi. This is Kathleen.
Yes.
Thank you so much for asking this question. And what I noticed, because I finished up the Mastering Alchemy program last spring, so I joined this group a little late, so it's been really an accelerated 9 months for me. And what I notice is that these energetics are much more, I feel them much more in my body. It's as though my cells are vibrating and magnetized, kind of like I'm becoming lighter and denser at the same time, more coherent and yet lighter. And I'm also aware of that my thoughts are not, when I choose to really be very receptive, that I'm not thinking my thoughts. They're the thoughts of the collective. That I don't have to sit and wait for guidance. I just have to be in that alignment. And I walk around in that all the time now, or I would say a good portion of the time. And that's very, very different than what I had felt even finishing up last spring, the light body. I feel vibrant. I feel radiant. I feel younger. Even though I'm feeling more of my soul individuation, I'm also more aware on almost a micro nuclear cellular level of my oneness. So it very much feels the cells themselves at a very, very basic DNA level are being activated. And when we had the activation a few weeks ago of those three strands of DNA, that just accelerated it for me even more. I really do feel most of the time like an incredibly privileged being to be in a physical form right now, receiving these gifts from you all. It's just such an incredible opportunity. So thank you.
You are very welcome, and thank you. You were so articulate in what you conveyed, in what you were feeling, thinking. It's difficult, as you have all discovered at one time or another, as you transform into this fifth dimensional state of consciousness and start to transform your body into that fifth dimensional vehicle, the third dimensional languaging becomes very cumbersome and limiting. But you have articulated very well and conveyed what you were feeling, seeing, and thinking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I would just like to share that I feel totally different every month, basically, because of the work that we're doing. There's never a moment where I feel that things are static. There seems to be just growth and revelations and expansions weekly. And I feel much lighter. And inside, just many, many days, I feel so much. It's like jewels of brilliance of light and color. And it's beautiful. My outer world has not changed much in this year, but my inner world has changed enormously. So I thank you all for your assistance as we go through this.
Well, you are very welcome. You know, it takes your participation and your willingness to receive what we offer to you in these times. And we thank you for receiving our gifts so that you,
thank you,
the gifts of your spirit, are then divulged to your conscious state. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions or comments that you wish to make, we will continue with tonight's energetic program. We thank you, each one of you, who shared. And we encourage each one of you to continue to share in this beautiful collective crucible that you have created together. So now, beloveds, I join with the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light, and I also ask you to merge your consciousness at this moment as that individual and as the collective consciousness of this group. Let us merge into one unified expression of collective consciousness. We would like to now take this opportunity to bring forth into your consciousness, into this collective, a light emanation that will bring further conscious awareness of you at that vaster level. So take a deep breath. See yourself as that individual divine image, immersed in this massive collective energy. Within this collective energy, there is an energetic resource that would be very helpful for you to have at this time. It is an energetic resource of an expansion of the triadic system. You have merged the first three chakras into the heart center, creating a unified expression of the first triad. The energetics were increased dramatically with the interface of the blue star tetrahedron within these chakras so that they now function in a more refined frequency and are part of the first triad. They hold the functioning of the second triad, which is the center where much is created in the physical. And then the third triad, which begins the connection with the more refined energetics of your non-physical expression, opening a flow that is now taking place where you have a unified expression of the energetics of your 14 chakra system. There is another triadic system that is now available to you that we will help you engage with in this moment. It is a triad configuration of the 9th, 10th, and 11th chakras, spinning in a unified field of a triadic configuration. And this configuration also folds into the first three triads. There are specifics within this triadic system that formulate an ascension triangle. You have the interface and the consciousness of a collective consciousness unified with the Lords of Light, the Archangels, the Ascended Masters, and the Elohim. You have an opening of another level of the mind that not only relates to your physical expression, but relates to the vaster collective consciousness of the creative realms of source energy, through the 10th chakra. And then you have that beautiful spinning 11th chakra, which contains the undifferentiated light and love of Source. This ascension triad, when functioning as a unit, has such energetics, massive energetics, that are created within that spin. As they are folded into the first three triads, there is a movement, a spiraling movement, up and down the center column of the body, and the unifications of a now four-triadic system. Eventually, there will be five. But let us focus on this chamber of the fourth triad that begins unity. It brings unity consciousness. It brings higher dimensional frequencies of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions into play. It brings a consciousness, a collective consciousness that you now have access to, and it brings more unity into the system. These energetics are important energetics that you are beginning to initiate into your system, into your unified field. So take a moment here. Focus your attention on the first triad as it spins and it spins and it spins and creates the foundation that holds all of the triads in one unified expression. Recognize the activation and presence of the second triad, the spinning individually of each of those chakras. As the second triad spins, it folds into the first triad, becoming one unit, a spiraling vortex of energy, creative energy. And then the third triad, the crown, the eighth chakra, and the soul star, spinning in one unified vortex, folding into the other two triads, creating a unified field of energy, physically, individually, collective energy, powerful collective energy. And now, the ninth chakra is engaged. Spinning and spinning. The presence of that vaster collective energy. We lords of light, the archangels, the ascended masters, the Elohim, and you. tenth chakra, an opening and presence of the Christed mind. Spinning and spinning and spinning. And the 11th chakra, the presence of undifferentiated light and love, of source energy, creative energy, that is yet to be applied by you as an individual creator. As this ascension chamber of the fourth triad spins and spins and spins, it becomes one dynamic, unified triadic system. And it is folded into the other three triads, forming a beautiful, unified expression of you as the divine individual creator, and as the vast collective consciousness operating in unification, in massive unconditional love, and as pure creative force. Altering, changing, creating, expanding. As these triads spin in unification, let us offer service to Mother Earth. Anchor this swirling vortex into the heart of Mother Earth, creating an energetic opening within the Earth to receive a vaster expression of Christ consciousness. Anchor this Christ consciousness into the Christed matrix. See the light that is emanating from you as the individual within the collective consciousness, unified in an energetic vortex. Take the opportunity in the coming days to become conscious of this triadic system. Four triads now functioning in unity within your energetic system. That ascension chamber is open and energetically potent and functioning. The energetics must be taken care of at this increment of your evolution so that you never waver from the consciousness of a collective consciousness of that which you are a part, and also as yourself being an individual expression of that collective consciousness. This fourth triad energetically supports that consistent conscious awareness that is ever present, and it never wavers. It is a knowing of your state of being. We ask that you use these energetics daily. They are quite extensive and will take some integration. Notice subtle changes as they occur. Document them. Sit in quiet contemplation. In your musings and wonderings, experience the wonderment of your vastness. In our next gathering, we will have further conversations so that we might expand the energetics and guide you further in the unique expression of these new energetics. But in this moment, dear ones, sit with us in this vast consciousness of the four triadic system. Experience these beautiful, expansive energetics. Our session for this evening is now complete, beloveds. We ask you to take advantage of these new energetics that will propel you further into Christ consciousness. Take some time to integrate these vast energetics that are within this fourth triad. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.